In the test program here, you'll see one sequence from the way we used it before, and that is in the second line of main. Here I'm actually telling it what type of stack I want. In other words, what is the type of the contained object that I'm putting on the stack? And to be different, instead of doing ints here, I'm doing float. But of course, you can do any type you want to. That's the neat thing about templates. So I say stack of float stack, STK, of n. So that works like I had before. It'll initialize the stack with 5 spaces on it. But it will allow me to only put floats on there. In other words, the compiler will generate source code as if I had defined a class named something, stack of float. The actual name of the class is not important. And it will generate all of those member functions with float in place of t. And so that's what makes this a stack that can hold floats. So I'll just go through and put some numbers on there. Notice that I'm pushing I plus 0.05, and so we'll get 0.5, 1.5, 2.5, etc. being pushed onto the stack. And so it's able to handle floats, and then I print them out and they come out in the right order. So the key thing is that you have to specify the type parameter when you instantiate the template.